WSS EU 491.
WSD8380 monitoring.
Station 902, you up, WSLZ 793. No contact, station 902, and I'm quiet. I'm sorry, could you repeat that? WSOP 902. You up? No copy, WSOP 902. WSOZ 793, clear. Yeah, come on.
Hey, do you happen to know where that Ohio repeater is at? Whereabouts, how many miles or something like that? Has Jack ever said anything about it?
No, but Jack would know. He said it, the guy in Ohio said it once, but I forgot where it's at. As soon as you called me on Detroit, I went to go answer you, and Detroit went down. I got a text, Sean let him know. But, no, I have no idea.
Okay, I was just wondering how far that thing was traveling. That was it, man. No, it's 202 and we're back quiet.
Yeah, right. You ever hear Jack out here, 488, just, well, you know who Jack is. Ask him. He knows all that stuff up and down. He knows what repeater you're talking about. Like I said, the guy when he was talking the other night, he said what repeater, but, you know, it kind of just went in there, one ear and out the other, so. All right, we'll talk to you in a minute. I'm quiet.
Okay, Dave, we'll talk at you later. WSDU 202.
Roger, roger. Roger that, I did. Station WSFT 902, you up?
Good morning, WSFV 793 from WSHF 567.
Hey, morning right back to you, Sammy. What's happening?
Well, it's too early for anything to be happening besides the coffee drinking, 10-4.
Yeah, that's true. That's all I'm doing, just, I agree, it's a little too early to get anything going here, so sit here and drink the coffee and, I don't know, get whatever going on there, okay?
10-4. I heard you in there, I just wanted to say good morning to you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man, so do. Good morning time right back to you and the family and everything, and hope y'all have a really good day, it being a Sunday. Hey, do you work on Sundays?
Yes, sir. I work on holidays as well.
Oh, okay. Just wondered, that's all. But anyway, like I said, man, you and the family, y'all have yourself a good day. Good morning time to you. It's sounding good through the repeater there. Catching a little bit. WSOZ 793 listening.
Oh, yeah, that's 902. 973.
Nothing, man. Been calling to you a couple times this morning. What's happening over there? You just waking up?
Yeah, roger that. I got up late this morning. I didn't get up to like 7, 8 o'clock. So, and I got two things I got to go take care of, and then the mother running around, and I'll try to get down there sometime today. So, don't know. Like I said, I'm just waking up trying to figure out my day.
Yeah, I understand that. You say what you're going to do, but then as you drink more coffee and start getting, you know, back into the swing, plans change, you know. Oh, instead of that, I'll do this. To get your brakes straightened out.
Yeah, roger that. I finally got all the lines secure. There's no leaks. And I bled out the front. And then Frank's down here. He was telling me that I got to start from the back and do the two rears and then come back up to the front and bleed everything back out. So I just got to bleed everything out and I should be good to go. Roger that.
Yeah, roger that. I agree with Frank, too, on that. I just never said anything. You know, I figured you would know anyway, so why should I say it? But, yeah, I agree with Frank on that totally. But at least you got it together and got yourself some brakes there and everything and all that other good stuff there. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Last time I did the one front. That was kind of the main line that was going to the front. And I did the, well, this one's coming off the master cylinder to the block and then from the block to the rest of the truck. The last time it was just the one from the front going to the driver's side front, and I just bled that out, and it was good to go. Well, not this time. I'm going to have to play with it. But like I said, I got other things I got to do today and try to see Ed in the hospital, and I just got my hands full with a bunch of stuff. So, and then yesterday I didn't bring my radio, and I didn't get a hold of you all day yesterday, so.
Yeah, Roger, I called for you a few times, quite a few times yesterday. And I'm thinking to myself, usually he answers sometime down the road, but other than that, though, quiet night and quiet morning here and drinking the coffee. Like I told Sammy, you know, same thing, just ain't doing nothing but drinking coffee and figuring it out. Figuring out the rest of the day there, okay?
Yeah, no, roger that. Like I said, I worked yesterday, and then I came home and I started working on the truck right away, so I didn't even, well, I had my radio out there, but I didn't hear nothing going on, so I don't know, it was probably, by the time I got home, it was probably from 7 to 10. Tony showed up at 10 o'clock at night, you know, and I couldn't make that much noise, you know, out there working on my truck or whatever, and he shows up at 10 o'clock. I'm like, great, you know. Now we got the one thing bled, but that was it. So I don't know. I'll figure it out.
All right. Just out of curiosity, not for nothing. You got one line, one new line running from the master to the one caliper, and the rest of them are all the original.
Oh, yeah, kind of, sort of. I replace lines as I've been going. But it goes to an anti-lock. They call it the block. And you got two lines that come out of that and go right to the block. And then they come off of the block and they go to all four sides. And this time I did the one from the master cylinder to the block. So I definitely got air up in the block this time. Last time it came out of the block right to the one of the wheels. And I replaced that line. Was able just to bleed that one side, you know what I mean? So, and this time I did it from the master cylinder to the block, the ABS block.
Yeah, all right, because when you say block, I keep thinking of the distribution block underneath. Because usually, if I remember right, all the lines go to the distribution box, and then from there come out to the four individual wheels. But either way, at least you can stop now, so it doesn't matter. No leaks, though, from anywhere else, right?
Yeah, roger that. That's exactly what's happening. So there's two that come off the master cylinder, one for the front, one for the back, and it goes to, one goes to two in the front, and the other side goes two to the back. So I got to go through and bleed that block out is what I got to do. But yeah, that is what's going on. Last time I got it on the out, coming out of the block to one of the wheels, and then I bled just that wheel out, and it worked out good. But this time I got to go through and do them all. It's a pain in the rear. But I'll get it figured out sooner or later, so.
Yeah, all right. I figure you bleed the brake calipers, and you bleed the drums in the back. I forgot what the hell they call the part that moves the drum brakes. But anyway, bleeding them, as you bleed all four, you're also bleeding the block. It takes the air from the block, too, comes out through the bleeders there, if I'm right.
Yes, sir. That's what I got to do. Exactly. Like I say, it's not rocket science. You got two lines going in. One line goes to the back. One line goes to the front. So out of the block, you got an N. That's a single line and goes to the back two. And you got a separate line that comes in, goes into the block, and back out to the front. I got to do all four of them. I got one of them done last night. Because it was, like I said, Tony didn't get here to help me bleed these out, and everybody was doing something. So, yeah, and like I said, then I'm working, and like today I got two side jobs I got to go take care of. It's always something, brother. You know, it's just, yeah, it's just a pain in the rear. Yeah, being without my vehicle is a nightmare.
Yeah, I can understand that. What are you driving for work?
Last couple of days I've been taking Mama's car, but then I got to bring her right home so she can go to work. So yeah, it's kind of just some kind of a shit show, bro.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do, man. Making that paper and stuff, man, you got to get a, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know, even if you can take hers and got to have it back by the time she has a split, that's cool, man. You're, you know, at least you got your side of the, got your side of the business taken out, taken care of. Yeah, that shouldn't take too long if you got somebody with you. Excuse me. It shouldn't take long to bleed the other three or whatever. It shouldn't take long at all, you know, as long as you got somebody up in the cab pumping the pedal and holding it down. It shouldn't take very long at all. But yeah, I figured you're gonna end up with air in the distribution block from that leak. But you know, like you said, and like I said too, you know, when you bleed them, you bleed the other three, it'll take the air. Usually, it'll take the air out of the distribution block. You know, everything will flow smooth there. But all right, I'll let you wake up, get your head together. I'm going to get up and see if there's any coffee left, and I don't know, I guess like Sammy, I'm just going to sit here and ponder my morning.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. It's if you had somebody to push on the pedal. That's been the problem. Like I said, I sat there out there for 2 hours in gravity instead of trying to get it to bleed out. And it's a pain in the ass. You ain't got nobody to push on the pedal. So there it is. All right there, Dave. I'll get with you later. Like I said, I'll try to get over there today. Even if I got to drive Carol in or whatever, I'll figure something out. But I'll get all of you later. WSFT902, and I'll be listening and just waking up and drinking coffee.
Yeah, all right, my brother. Get a hold of you later. I'll have it on. I think. Sometimes I shut it down, sometimes I don't. But I should have it on, so All right, we'll talk to you later. Good morning time to you. Sounding good through the repeater, too. Sounding really good. WSSZ 793, and I'm clear. Going to go look for some coffee.
How's that, Dave? Good enough.
Yeah, you're fine again. 850's the man. WSOZ 793. My third cup of coffee. I'm listening.
HR 566 on the air.
Well, how are you doing up this early?
That's what I like to know. I got my open house today at the fire department, so I was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock to help sign up, but my tummy was bothering me, so I gotta take a shower here in a couple minutes. The fire station only like, I can't, but probably not even a mile from my house here, so it's got skip jumping away from me, so I just turned my radio on and I heard you come on.
Yeah, Roger. Well, usually I don't hear from you till late afternoon, mid to late afternoon sometimes there. I don't think I've ever heard you out there in the morning before.
Yeah, copy that. And besides, I got woken up this morning. My cousin Ricky up in Elgin was calling me this morning. I know what he wanted. He wanted to go perch fishing, but even if I wanted it to, I couldn't go because I'm to that thing today.
Yeah, Roger that. Nice day for it, I guess. Gonna be a nice day for it too. What do I got here? I got 63. I wanted to say what it's supposed to get up to. No, this time it don't. So, but I suppose gonna get up to 80 or something there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm watching the news. They said something about like 85 or something, 86. They said the record for today was like 88. I don't know when it was, but this weather's getting ridiculous already. I mean, I like the warm weather, but it don't even feel like fall. It feels like summertime. You put Halloween stuff up, and you go in the stores, and you're going, what the heck is Halloween stuff up? It's 80 degrees out.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I had an interruption here. Yeah, was it yesterday? I don't know if it was. I don't follow the weather too much, but yesterday or something, I was sitting here, and I had the fans blowing outward in the window, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, man, I noticed, man, I'm really hot. And I mean, you can ask any woman that part, but not that hot. Not that hot whatever quote there. I brought up I'm like, what the hell? So I brought up my temperature. It was 80-something degrees, and I'm like, whoa, where the hell did this come from? So I had to, you know, spin the fans around, not spin them around, I hit a button and they'll go from firing outside to firing inside, but I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I had the radio on, I just stayed home yesterday, just one of those days where I just didn't feel like doing anything, and I had the radio on, like I said, all day yesterday, and I was waiting to hear you out there. I didn't hear you. I mean, there was a couple people that came on. The other end wasn't on, and I don't know what time it was around his normal time, like 5, between 5 and 7, I think it was 9:02. I was trying to get a hold of you a couple times, and I talked to him for a little bit, but other than that, I left it on maybe for another half hour or so, and I just shut it off because there's nothing going on.
Yeah, Roger that. I tried to call for him yesterday a couple times in the morning. I usually call for him out in the morning, and then usually in the afternoon if I have it on, he hollers at me. I give him a hello, but yesterday it was so dead, mostly. But I started watching some YouTube videos, and when I do, I turn my volume on the radio all the way down. I don't turn it off, I just turn it all the way down. Because it's kind of hard to watch a video when the radio, when there's people talking on the radio. And I forgot to turn it back up. I didn't realize until last night before I was getting ready to go to bed. I happened to look over, I seen the meter moving, and I'm like, well, what the hell is this now? And I come to find out, I forgot to turn the... forgot to turn the volume back up there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I told him yesterday. I said, you know, Dave, I said, he's probably in there watching his YouTube videos. And I said, you know, oh, he said, oh yeah. He said, he likes watching that, those YouTube videos. And he turns his radio down. I said, yeah, but other than that, I wanted to tell you, too. I think I told you, but Sherman, 844, he, him and his wife went up to the Upper Peninsula. They're gone till I think Friday or Saturday. And he said he got up there by the bridge. And once you know it, there was a motorcycle accident on the bridge, and they got stuck on the bridge right where the grills are on the bridge. And then I guess he ended up in his destination. He texted me about, I'd say about 6, 7 o'clock up in Germfest. I don't know. It's up there somewhere near... up that way somewhere. But yeah, he got up there he got up there safe and everything, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a bummer, man. Especially being on the grid. As long as you don't look down, if you're squeamish, excuse me. As long as you don't look down, you're all right. Just keep looking straight. Looking to the right or left, but don't look down, Roger.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, and of course, you know, Sherman, he had all those radios with him. He had his two scanners and his field thing. He said he talked to, Sheboygan Bob, which I figured he would, you know, up in that area. And he got acquainted, talked to some guys up there. I guess he got their numbers up there, but he said if the link would have been on, he says we probably would have heard him talk yesterday.
Yeah, Roger that. I should give him a call sometime here after he's back from vacation if they don't turn the links on up there. Speak to him, see how he's doing, see how Kelly's doing, and stuff like that. But he's having a good time, man. They're on vacation. Probably long needed it, and they're having a good time. That's all that matters. They're okay.
Oh yeah, yep. They wanted us to go with them, but we didn't go with them because we got a trip coming. Me and my wife got a trip coming up in November. We're going on a cruise, a 4-day cruise or something, a 3 or 4 day cruise. So we didn't go because we didn't want to take two trips, you know, save the money. So maybe next year we told them we'll go with them up to the upper again.
Damn, y'all living large, man, over there, you and him. One takes a cruise up to UP for a week or takes a trip, I mean. The other one's getting ready to go on a 3-day cruise. Life must be good.
Yeah, somewhat is. I really didn't want to go because I've been on an airplane a couple of times, but I don't know. So we got to fly into, I think, Fort Lauderdale, and then the next day we go to, I think, to Miami and catch the boat there. And then I think the boat's going to the Bahamas, I think. And then we come back, on, I think we leave on the 9th of November. We come out, we come home just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah, flying. Oh, yeah. I've never been on a plane before, but I always... told myself I never would get on one. I don't know. There are reasons behind it. I don't know. All for you. I mean, for 2 years, man, even since I was a teen, I always said, man, I ain't getting on no plane. I don't care what kind of plane it is. I ain't getting in it. So, I don't know. Maybe it's my fear of heights or something. Who the hell knows? But how's Tanya doing?
Oh, she's doing okay. She went to church with her mom this morning. She hasn't been going to church because of just hasn't been feeling good, you know, tummy problems and the back and all that. But she felt pretty good this morning. If it wouldn't have been for me going to that fire thing today, I would have went with them. But yeah, she has good days and bad days, you know. It's here and there. But other than that, she's doing pretty good.
Man, I can kind of say, yeah, I know exactly how that goes. I have the same thing, man. Same problems. I have good days, then I have bad days. And then on some days, I have really bad days. And, you know, but I just succumb to living with it. And that's the way it works. I just deal with it as I have to here. All right, Jeff, let me put it on you in a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and get quiet, drink my coffee, and stare out the window like I've been doing for the past half hour, watching the traffic go by and the kiddies right by in their bicycles and people walking by in headdresses and stuff. It's a mixed bag out here. But anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit there, okay?
Yeah, copy that, Dave. Always good. Always a pleasure talking to you all the time. And, I'll talk to you sometime probably again today. I might even bring my radio up there with me, you know, and monitor the radio a little bit. So, yeah, have a good day and drink that coffee and do your people watching. Talk to you later. WSHR 566, clear after your final.
Yeah, roger that, my friend. And you know it's always good talking to you. I should have threw that in there. It is always good talking to you. But, all right. Well, if you're up there and you have your radio with you, hear me out there. Give it a key up and see if we can connect there either way. All right, I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening. WSIL 946. Well, you in there? No copy, 946. WSOZ 793, clear.
Hey, was this calling for me? WSFT 902.
No, I was calling for Ralph. I ain't heard from him in a day or two, so I just seen if he was out there.
Alright, roger that, because I had the volume down low, and then I heard your voice. I'm like, oh, shoot, got the volume down. Alright, good enough. I'm out running, trying to get that paper, you know.
Yeah, no problem, man. Go ahead and do what you got to do. We'll holler later there. WSFZ 793, quiet.
Roger that, Dave. WSFT 902, and I'll be monitoring. Listening.
WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
We still working? Dave?
WRAS 504, listening.
WFFC 902. 973, you got it on.
WFFC 902. 973, you got it on. For days. Got it on. WFFT 902, no response on 973, Dave.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSHR 566 on your monitoring.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738, over.
Yeah, go ahead. Good afternoon. WRWB
489. Oh, Mike. Is that you, Mike?
That's me. Were you calling for me?
Yeah, but I guess I just didn't recognize your voice without the music.
Oh. yeah, I get you. I wanted QRM.
All right, anyways, a rare appearance midday for me. How about that?
I was just sitting here monitoring, and I heard you call me, and I'm like, oh, must be you're out and about doing something.
Yes, of course. It just never ends.
Now, today we got, what, the Lions play at 4 or 4:30, and then we got the Tigers against Seattle, out in Seattle.
Yeah, so I'm not the big baseball fan. I mean, I used to be. I mean, I'll pay attention maybe that they're into the playoffs now and they got through the wild card thing. So did they win the other night's game or no?
They won last night, 3-2. So now they're playing again tonight against the Mariners. And then we'll see who wins. We get one game at home, but the rest of the games for this series are going to be played out in Seattle.
Yeah, well, it's got to do with their record, I guess. So, all right, so let me ask this then. I'm not sure how the format is. I know the wild card was three games. I know when you get later in the series, it's seven. I'm guessing these are five?
I do believe it's five-game series, something like that. Yeah, I haven't really watched them all season. I just started getting in tune with them since they made the playoffs. I know somebody who watches baseball faithfully said they were pretty good up until like September, and then they hit a speed bump. And from there, they were just kind of like teetering, you know, on the edge.
Yeah, I follow just what I hear on the radio or in passing, or if I see a blurb on the phone or something, but that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing here. But, so we got those two games going on. I'll be watching them. Give me something to do anyway.
Yeah, I paid attention. Hold on a minute here. I pay a little more attention to the Lions only because I've been paying attention to them for a while. Not a devoted fan, but I've been paying attention. So. Anyways, they're doing pretty good. I think they're, are they 3-1, looking to go 4-1?
I mean, the Bengals, I don't know what their record is so far, but someone said their record's, it's so-so. So we'll have to see.
Well, our beloved Lions are a lot better than they ever used to be. And look, that's hard for me to say because I've been there for many years watching them just blow it. So, you know, they are a lot better. I can't deny them. I can't take it away from them.
Well, Dan Campbell, you know, he's been the best coach that the franchise has ever seen. And unless you want to, you know, count that little stint in the 90s with Cocaine Wayne.
Wayne Font?
Yeah, Wayne Font, yeah.
Yeah, but he never went real far. He went like a game into the playoffs, this, that, and the other thing. And I don't think he ever went real far, so. But, I mean, back then, that was like winning a Super Bowl. He made it to the first game in the playoffs. It was like, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Huh. Well,
Well, look at the, not last year, but the year before. We were almost there, and then we choked.
Well, that first one, 2 years ago, that kind of come down to bad decisions by the coach. Should have took the two, you know, field goals, and they probably would have won. He had a habit of going for it and doing quite well by going for the first down. On those two occasions, they didn't make it. Could have been 6 points, 3 to tie, if you look at the score, and 6 to win. So, probably a bad decision on the coach.
Yeah, definitely. He's always taking risks. And, I mean, there's times when, you know, he shouldn't take those risks. And there's times, you know, he should take the risks and he doesn't. I don't know. But all in all, he's still a good coach. I mean, it's the best we've ever seen.
I cannot deny it. Like I said, I can't take it away from him. You know, I can't take it away from him. Anyways, I'm almost where I need to be, Mike. So I figured I'd say hey and see if you're out there, and you were. So we'll catch up to you later, and then of course probably tomorrow morning. So we'll see you. WRWFB 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Station 922, WRWB 48. WRKS 896, Oval Connor.
WSKC 956 monitoring. Can I get a radio check too, please?
WSJF 896 coming across Detroit repeater real good.
Roger. Thank you.
Yeah, it's working good. 956.
You got it on?
Yeah, come on, 902.
What's going on, Big Captain?
Nothing. Just sitting here, feeling a little rough. But other than that, nothing going on.
All right, well, I'm about 30 seconds from rolling up on you, so
to the air, Charlie. WFFT 902, and I am listening.
Yeah, roger that. Very good. All right, I talked in a few. I'll see you in a couple minutes. WSOZ 793. I'm clear.
WIAC 488, WSIC 866. Hey, Jack, you around?
Go ahead.
Station 866, go ahead.
Hey, Jack, did you make it over to the RV show?
Oh, you know what? I have to go visit the family, and I forgot all about it.
Well, I think the next one's going to be up in Port Huron.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I might go there.
Yeah, are you familiar with Barvac?
No, not really.
It's the Michigan Recreational Vehicle Association. You can look them up on the web. They're the ones that put on all the shows around the state.
Hi, that's nice to know, and thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you again later. WSIC 866 will be there after your final.
Hey, take care and have a good day. WIAG, where is it?
WSOZ 793, and I'm listening. I'm back. WSOZ 793, listening.
WSEU 202, good evening to all, and to all a good evening.
What, did you write that one?
Right.
Yeah, well, if you wrote it,
Better slap something on it, man. Nobody can take it from you. What are you up to?
I was a two-year-old next-door neighbor. It was his birthday today, so we went over there for a little while. Other than that, nothing.
Yeah, did you sing happy birthday?
I think we all said happy birthday, sang happy birthday three times.
Yeah, alright. I probably figured a two-year-old kid's probably standing there sitting there thinking, what the hell is this? What's everybody singing about?
He was just taking his face and just digging it into the cake, man, while we were all singing.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, that's true. Two, three, four-year-olds. And all they care about is getting on the cake, man, getting into that cake. Well, then when the presents come out, of course, the older ones, want to get into the present. But the ones, the two-year-olds, man, all they want to do is get a hold of that cake.
Man, after about 5 minutes open presents, he wanted to go to the pool and sit there and play with the plastic cup. You know, that's it. He was done with that present stuff.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's normal. That's normal. Seen that lots of times. That's weird, man. Buy the kid all kinds of cool toys and, you know, the latest of the latest and everything, and the next thing you know, they're sitting there playing with the plastic cup.
Yeah, he gets a kick out of taking the red Solo cup and dumping water from one cup to the other, man. He gets a big kick out of that.
Hell, you guys could have got off cheap then, man. Buy them a pack of them, stacked up Solo cups and, you know, water you can get anywhere. So I'm sure, you know, you got a hose or, excuse me, a spigot there or something. Faucet. Hell yeah, man, could have got off cheap.
Kid had a big old table full of presents, man. My God. They're going to have to build them a new toy box.
Yeah, he's probably still out there playing with them Solo cups, too.
Dave, I kid you not, man. I just looked out the window and he's standing next to the pool with a cup in his hand. I kid you not.
Yeah, like I said, from experience, I've seen it lots of times. WSSE 793 ID. Yeah, I've seen it lots of times. Kid gets I go to a birthday party. I used to go to birthday parties, kids' birthday parties. They get all these neat presents and everything. And next thing you know, you turn it around and they're playing with the Solo cup or pouring water from one into the other. Yeah, that's their imagination, man, you know. Little by little, though, he'll start getting into the toys, you know. It just takes a little time.
What we thought was pretty ironic that me and his dad are watching that Ed Gein, you know, on Netflix, and I went and bought him a John Deere chainsaw.
Yeah, I've seen those. Is it the one where you pull the rope on it and then when you hit the throttle button it makes an engine noises and the rope goes back in?
No rope, man. You just push the button and makes a sound and the chain goes around and got a couple little lights in there, you know.
Yeah, roger that. I remember as a kid, 4 or 5 years old, they had those out, some toy chainsaws. Man, I used to want one so bad. I thought it was just the neatest thing. But you hit the trigger. I think the ones I'm talking about, though, you pulled the rope out, and then when you hit the trigger, along with the noise and the whatever they use for a chain necklace, you know what I'm talking about, the little beads or whatever, the rope would go back in. But it was neat, man. I always wanted one. Never got one, though.
Yeah, I would have wanted them chains around my neck with the little Serenity Prayer hanging on it, you know. Yeah, shit, when I was a kid, man, we got like the metal erector set with the nuts and bolts and the little wrenches and the electric motor and the gears and, geez, man, what kind of life were we brought up to have, right?
Oh, yeah. My parents were good when it came to Christmas and birthdays and stuff, but Christmas, usually we put the word to mom before Christmas. A ways before Christmas, usually we ended up with what we wanted. She usually got us whatever we asked, or we tell her what we want for Christmas. And, well, my dad, you know, he had to pay for it. He was the breadwinner. But either way around, usually we got what we asked for in most cases. I just don't remember asking for the chainsaw, though. Because if I'd asked for it, I probably would have got it there, okay?
Or better yet, how about the chemistry set, man? Where you could actually mix the chemicals and you could burn shit and whatever else it was supposed to do, man. I remember being underneath the porch, we're burning stuff with it, man. You know, we weren't following the directions. We were just mixing stuff however we wanted, right? That stuff was dangerous, man, growing up.
Yeah, well, back then, 60s, 70s, early 70s, whatever. The chemicals that came with them, yeah, some of them were pretty dangerous. But then after, I don't know, 75 or something, they quit putting that stuff in the chemistry sets. Now you know, after that, you make boring stuff. I as a kid, I always wanted a chemistry set. I did. I never asked for one, though. But sometime down the future there, the future, I think I was 12 or something. I forgot how I got it, but I got a chemistry set off of somebody. It was complete. And here, man, I thought I'm going to make some bombs and blow shit up and everything, but it didn't work out that way. It got boring real quick.
Better yet, remember that, they were hot steel plates you'd heat up in this little oven and you'd pour the rubber in it and you'd make like the spiders and the Frankenstein looking mask and all the goofy Halloween stuff you could make out of it. I don't know what that toy was called.
Yeah, it was made by Mattel. They had several versions going. One, you can make all kinds of creepy crawly things. There was a couple more. I forgot what you can make with them. I forgot the name of it, though. I used to know the name of it itself. But it was made by Mattel. My brother got one when we were kids. I keep thinking Ghoulies, but that's not it. It'll come to me, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
WSEU 202. Yeah, I think the Ghoulies, yeah, you're on the right track, whatever it was, you know. That stuff was pretty cool, man, when we were kids, they had that kind of stuff. Nowadays, yeah, they don't make nothing like that no more. I don't think they even make the Easy Bake Oven anymore, right?
Yeah, well, today they'd be considered dangerous. Burn your hands, the Mattel things. Man, what was the name of that? I know exactly what you're talking about. Like I said, my brother got one. I used to know the name of them. But anyway, years ago, many years ago, I think still in the 70s, they quit, they were talking about not making them no more because, you know, the people were burning their hands and stuff. I don't know how they protect it now. I think they're still being made, but there's some kind of protection. Yeah, I remember the Easy Bake Oven. My sister had one. I used to think that was so cool. Pour the cake batter in a little thing, shove it through there, and have a piece of cake.
Hey, Rodzell. Hey, man, I'm going to get out of here, man. I just come walking through here for a minute and thought I'd sit down and shout out real quick. Dave, it's been real talking to you, man. We'll talk at you some other time, though, all right? But I will be listening for sure. WSCU 202.
All right, bro. I'm sitting there watching these videos on YouTube about Buford Pusser and the investigations that have been launched and everything. The prosecutor got up there just recently and said if he was still alive today, he'd be indicted for murder and stuff. He murdered his wife. It wasn't an ambush. There's all kinds of proof, man, and the guy's not much of a hero to me anymore. And this is real stuff. This ain't somebody making this stuff up. His actual statements and everything, the actual statements that were given. So I've been watching. I just took a break for a sec, see if anything was happening out here. All right, I'll catch you in a little bit, my friend. If I don't, you have yourself a good evening, you and the missus. WSZ 793, and I'm clear.
Didn't that guy die, man? He ran his Corvette into a sign or a billboard or some crap, and it killed him.
Nah, he rolled it. That's what he did. They don't say much how that happened, excuse me, yet. But he rolled it, and, you know, if you roll over in a Corvette, you know, especially at about 100 miles an hour, that's what they said he was doing. He's doing around 90. And I'm pretty sure you're not going to come out of it happy. There was this one video on YouTube, this guy, nothing to do with the investigations and stuff. They turned Buford's house into a museum, and they left everything like it was when he left the house, that the last time he was in the house. Everything was, you know, no new furniture, no new nothing. Everything was in place like it was. Excuse me. And the guy went out, the guy doing the video went out to the garage, and you can see Buford's Thunderbird, or Lincoln, I'm sorry, his Lincoln. It was in nice shape, nice looking car, and next to it up on a rack, sort of a rag thing, what was left of the vet. And let me tell you, there wasn't much left of it because it caught on fire and everything, so there's no body on it or nothing. And front end's all tore to hell, and side of the frame's all, or the side, one side of it's all tore to hell. Yeah, but he rolled. They said that he was drinking. He was drunk when he rolled it.
Hey, roger that, man. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. Okay, Dave, I'll get back with you, man. We'll talk at WSU 202, and we're clear. Have a great one, my friend.
Yeah, Roger, like I said, you and the missus do the same. Talk to you later. WSFZ 793, clear. WSOV 793, back monitoring.
WSIL 946. Dave, you in there? 793?
There he is. WSOV 793. Where you been?
I've been around, a little under the weather. I think I caught some kind of bug. I've been doing a lot of sleeping.
Yeah, Roger that. You all right?
Yeah, I'm pretty good now. I feels quite a bit better. It's still kind of, I don't know, crappy feeling.
Yeah, right. I sent you an email, my number, yesterday. If you ever go to call me, though, before you call me, text me and let me know it's you, because I usually don't answer phone numbers. I don't know the number. I'm not answering it.
Roger that. Oh, here, I see it here. Yeah, maybe I'll give you a jingle tomorrow. Let's shoot the crap around a little bit.
Alright. Like I said, just shoot me a text first. Oh, so I know it's you, and also to find out if I'm near my phone. Sometimes I go out of here and stuff, and I go do stuff. I don't take my phone with me because I don't know why. I just do. So, what else is news?
Well, nothing really. Same old stuff. Hey, the other day I was screwing around with a little TV antenna. I shortened up the coax, and it didn't work at all. And somebody told me, you know, you can, if you have wide open west internet, you can just put a splitter on there, run one over to the TV, and you get a whole bunch of good stuff. But, you know, and you're not paying for that television part of it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, there's two ways you could go about it. You can get a digital analog converter, which is cheap. In fact, you can find them used really cheap. And you hook the converter to the TV, and you hook a pair of rabbit ears up, and you'll get some stations in. I don't know how many are around here, but... Or just spend the $30 and get a Roku, man. Get a Roku module, and then you have all of it.
I got all of that. I got all of that. You know, I just, the antenna just hooks right to the TV here, you know, because it's not old. It's only a couple of years old. So I can get all the antenna stuff, but the antenna, I mean, like channel 2, really bad. Really bad.
Yeah, well, when it comes to TVs, I don't see how shortening or lengthening the antenna wire or the coax is going to make any difference. I don't see that. Unless you're trying to pull in like a super weak station from a zillion miles away, well then it might make a difference there, but I don't know. You'd have to talk to a TV expert, I guess. They're okay.
Well, this antenna has, I'm about to throw it in the garbage here. The coax on it. It's not even an eighth inch around, and there's about a mile of it, so I thought maybe I'd shorten that up and get rid of some of it, and it might help. But actually, it got worse.
Yeah, all right. I don't know what to tell you there. I'm not on TV antennas. I'm not really smart on that. I mean, to me, through the years from experience, a TV antenna is a TV antenna. It wouldn't, no matter how short or how long you cut the wire, the coax or anything, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. At least in my practices, it hasn't. Except for like maybe if you're trying to pull in a very, 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 very weak station, it might make a difference. But then again, it's all in the antenna. The antenna is the... You know, it's all in the antenna and how sensitive your front end is on the TV.
Yeah, I do that. So what's up with you? Anything good going on?
Same old crap. In fact, I had the radio off here for a little bit. I just turned it on like about 10, 15 minutes ago. I didn't turn it on. I had to turn it all the way down. I sometimes if I'm watching YouTube videos or watching a movie or something, I'll turn the radio all the way down. I won't turn it off if I figure I'm going to be back out here. Because, you know, trying to watch a movie or whatever video and the people talking on the radio, you know, it kind of screws around there. And then I'll get done watching video or whatever, and I'll be sitting here and be wondering why I ain't hearing nobody. And I'll look over and I'll see the meter light going all the way over. Somebody's keyed up, and I forget, oh yeah, that's right, I got to turn it back up.
Yeah, I took a little bit of paint and a toothpick and put a little spot on the volume knob on this CB20, because I don't like it all full blast lights, you know, you can't see where it's at, so this helped a lot, you know. I can just glance at it and see my volume, you know, right where I want it to be.
Yeah, Roger, they just gave me an idea. I don't know why I didn't think about it before, because I've done it lots of times before. I got a little paint marker. It's like a magic marker, but it's paint and it's white. I'm going to pull the knob off of this and just color the, if there is an indexer on it, or, you know, a line, I'm going to hit it with some white paint. I did that, I had a realistic shortwave radio over here, classic one, vintage. Really nice, but it's got the knobs, and there's a little dot, you know, that it indicates where you're at on the knob, but the dots are black, you can't see where the hell they are, and I took a little, I took that marker, you know, and I hit the dots and then wiped the excess off the knob, and now I have white dots on there. I can see them even in dim light. I can see where I'm at. I didn't even think about that till you said that, because that's another thing, too. I'd like to have some kind of indicator, be able to see, because sometimes I turn it up, if there's nobody talking, I turn it back up. Sometimes I turn it up too loud, and somebody will key up, or the repeater will IP or something, and about scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, Roger that. I remember trying to get the knob off. I was pulling on it. And it didn't seem to want to come off. Don't get too crazy with it. And I didn't want to pull too hard. So I just ended up, you know, getting right up in the radio there and putting a little mark on that knob.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for the heads up, because that's the only way I can do it, because the radio's mounted to the power supply. Everything's in place, and I don't feel like dragging the whole power supply and radio out just to mark the knob. I probably would have to anyway to try to get the knob off, but that's coming down the road. But yeah, I'd like to color that indicator white so then I can see. And it's not a bright white; it's like a mellow white, so it doesn't stick out, you know. You know, you can just see it, and that's all I want. So, yeah, I'm going to have to do that. I didn't even, like I said, you know, I should have thought about that. Things like that usually I think about. Like I said, I did it to this realistic radio and a couple other things. I have a realistic communications receiver. And had the same thing. The knobs all had dots in them, but the dots are the same color as the knobs, which are black. So I couldn't see where, you know, they were set at. So then I colored them in, and now I can see them perfectly. So, but that's about it. It's just hanging out. You know how it is.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, remember we were talking about Grundig radios the other day?
Yeah, did you get my radio out of the garage?
I got to get my butt over to that garage. But I did, I was talking, my youngest daughter happened to call me, and she said, oh, I got to call Grandma. And I said, wait a minute. Your great-grandpa, who is, Well, her grandma's father. I mean, when I was married to her daughter, he was gone, but there was a old Grundig in the house. And I tried to get that. I remember trying to get it when we divorced. And that didn't happen. So I said, ask your grandma. She's got that big old wooden radio hanging around the house there. She's about 90 now, you know. And she told her no. Shit. She probably still has the daughter wouldn't know, possibly. But either way, I had some years back, I went with a buddy up to Newport. His grandma lived just down the, just a little ways from the Fermi power stacks, their steam stacks. And we were in the house, and she had laying on a couch in the dining room, there was a Grundig. It might have been a Majestic. It wasn't a floor model. It was a tabletop model. It might have been a Majestic. I think it was. And I seen it, and it was just laying there, power cord laying on top of it, nobody using it. And I asked her, I said, do you want to sell this radio? No.
Well, the old gal's got a birthday coming up, and I got talked into going out to dinner with my daughter. But we still get along, even though she's my ex-mother-in-law. She's a good gal. But I'm gonna quiz her a little bit when I see her.
Yeah, well, at 90 years old, if her brain isn't sharp, or at least, you know, a bit sharp, she won't even know what the hell you're talking about. That radio's probably sitting there and nobody, she don't know it. But we're not. Go ahead and quiz her, man. Then again, if her brain's a bit sharp. Oh yeah, I got that sitting in the pantry in the cupboard there, or something. I got it put away at somewhere. You tell her, you say, man, I'd like to have that radio. You're not gonna do anything with it there. Hey, give me a sec, Ralph. My mouth's dry. I'm gonna go pour me a glass of root beer, and I'll be right back.
Alrighty, Dave. WSIL 946 for ID. I'll be standing by here.
WSFZ 793, I'm back. Yeah, root beer is pretty much out. One thing I could find here is my six-pack of Coke Zero. So I grabbed one. I really don't care much for the Coke Zero. It's all right. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's better than Diet Pepsi. A lot better. But it doesn't have that Coke taste very much. Like a regular Coke. Boy, I can go for a regular Coke right now.
Well, you know, if I'm going to grab a pop, which I don't drink much of, you know, diet root beer is usually pretty good. That Zero is about as close as you're going to get to a decent tasting cola, and Diet Squirt's not too bad.
Yeah, Roger that. You're right about the as close as you're going to get. Plus, I don't like diet pops because diet sodas, because they use that, the ones that use the saccharin in there, leaves a nasty aftertaste in my mouth and stuff. I don't like it. I'm not complaining about the Coke Zero. It's cool. And it does have the Coke taste, like I said, but it's not as pronounced as regular Coke. Maybe it's because of the sugar. Who knows? But it goes down pretty smooth.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I'm like you though, you know, the diets, they're never gonna taste like the sugar pops. But the Zero's about as close as you're gonna get, you know. It's about the best tasting diet one in my opinion. Or a root beer. Pretty much whoever makes it, the diet root beers are usually pretty good.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, when I have my coffee,
I use Splenda in my coffee. And Splenda is the only one that I've tested out so far that tastes like sugar. You know, I tried Sweet and Low. That nastiness, that Sweet and Low is all saccharine. Besides, I heard it's bad for you anyway. But so these years, I've been using Splenda instead of sugar. I put a little one packet of Splenda in my coffee, and it comes out good. Splenda, I even put it on my cereal and stuff. Try to avoid the cane sugar while I can. But that Splenda's strong stuff, though, man. One little packet probably equals about a teaspoonful, maybe a little more of sugar. I make spaghetti. When I do the sauce, I'll put like a half a teaspoon of sugar in it to break up the bitterness, get rid of the bitterness. One day I made spaghetti, and I make a big pot of it too, not just a little pan. And didn't have no sugar, but I had my Splenda. I put a pack of Splenda in there. Ooh, man, that stuff come out sweet.
Yeah, the sugar substitutes—they're pretty powerful. I mean, you wouldn't dare put as much of that in, you know, on the spoon as you would a regular sugar, because it's pretty sweet stuff.
Yeah, well, like when I used to have sugar all the time, my cornflakes and whatever else cereal that took sugar. I used to dump like 2 tablespoons. Well, about a tablespoon, maybe a tablespoon and a half in there. And it would sweeten up. I'm talking about sugar. The cereal would sweeten up and everything and stuff, but it tastes like I could use a little more. But pour the same bowl of cereal, cornflakes or whatever, and one pack of Splenda, man, one little pack of Splenda. Yeah, it comes out just right, man. Just the right amount of sweetness and everything. I think the stuff that comes in the little blue packets, I think I tried that out too once, and it tasted good. But Splenda, I swear by Splenda. Got a big box of it over here, probably about 500 packets in it, or maybe more, a restaurant-sized box. I keep a little jar over by the coffee maker, and I keep it filled. So all I got to do is just pop the lid, grab one, and put it back instead of dragging the whole damn box out. But the other ones, like I said, I couldn't take them. I'd rather drink coffee black than have to drink it with Sweet and Low.
Well, you know, none of it's any good for you. With artificial sweeteners or the sweet, you know, the sugar. Sugar's probably the best thing. You don't overdo it, but none of that stuff's real good for us.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't drink pop anywhere like I used to, nowhere near. But once in a while, I'll be sitting here and, you know, my throat will go dry or something. I mean, I can always, I drink a lot of ice water. I drink a lot of ice water during the day and stuff. You know, my throat would go dry, my mouth be a little dry, and I think about that ice water, but then it'd be like, well, I got that root beer up there or something, man. Yeah, I'd grab a glass of that, you know, because at the same time I'm wetting the whistle, that stuff's ripping down my throat there, you know, tearing my throat up as it goes down.
Yeah, my, talk about diet pop. My last wife, she was a diet Pepsi freak. That girl, you know, like the grocery bottles were like bigger than, they weren't 12 ounces. I don't know what the hell. They were 20, maybe 20 ounces. She would drink probably 10 or 12 of those every day. I don't know how she survived it.
Yeah, my late aunt, rest in peace, Shirley. I had an aunt, Shirley. Ever since I was a little kid, all the way up to the day she passed away, Pepsi, all day. That's all she would drink. She'd get up in the morning, open a bottle. Back then, when it was, I was a kid, it was bottles. And she'd open the bottle and sit there and drink away. And then as soon as it was done, she'd get up, go get another bottle, crack it open. Lots of Pepsi. Lots of Pepsi.
Yeah, well, I do like a Pepsi once in a while. Coke is the thing, but you know, I'm having, it seems like something greasy, like pizza, fried chicken. Pepsi just seems to taste better at that time for me.
Yeah, well, that's where we part company, because for me, it's got to be Coke. I don't really care for Pepsi. I mean, I'll drink it if there's nothing else. But, like, I like Coke with certain foods, like pizza and hamburgers and stuff. I love Coke. And if I have Pepsi here but no Coke, and, you know, I'm having pizza or something, I just drink water.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I bought a new fridge a couple of years back. I think they call it a French door. Like the freezer slides out on the bottom, and then you got two top doors. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So the ice maker in this thing, you know, it's not on the door. I mean, you got to open the freezer, and it drops it in a little tub, and then I bought a little scoop, you know? And this ice maker is the best, it's just the best thing. You can whip it open, scoop up a glass full, and boom, boom, you know, and you're done with it instead of that plunking at the door, you know, off of the thing on the door.
Yeah, roger that. The refrigerator here is about 2 years old. The side-by-side doors, freezer on left, fridge on right, I think it's a fridge there. But it's only 2 years old and already had to have a module replaced in it. But the thing is, in the freezer door, there's a cubby there where you can get crushed. You can push the button, go for crushed ice or cube ice. And then on the right-hand side is water, you know. But this thing's crappy, man. You push the glass in there to get ice. And you stand there, and it's spitting out like 2-3 cubes. You know, 20 seconds go by, it spits out 2-3 more. You know, it doesn't rock and roll. I just end up opening the freezer door, opening the ice cubby, and just grabbing it by hand and throwing it in there. It's quicker.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with this. It's just the ones on the door, you know, they're clunk, 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 you know. I like it a lot. The water, though, is what I don't like. Is you got to open up the left side, and there's a button on the, you know, you got to hold your cup up there and hit the button. It's on the left side also, and it could be a little, you know, it could be a little bothersome, I guess, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm on this one. The cubby hole, there's a plastic half moon on the left, plastic half moon on the right, and when you push your glass in there, you know, it goes around your glass, and you push, and it'll start serving water or whatever the case. And then when it first hooked it up, the water come out so slow, you know, I was sitting there and I think to myself, I'll be dead by the time this damn glass fills up. But my brother, the electrician genius, came out and found the adjustment, and now, you know, it fills up like it should. But I wish somebody could do something about that ice maker. I like, you know, I don't mind shoving my glass in there and letting it fill with ice if it would just fill it. Like I said, it only spits out 3-4 cubes. You can hear it in there grinding and whining and all that happy stuff. Then it'll spit out 3-4 more. And the glass that I use, or cup, well, it's a plastic cup, but it's big. It's tall. You know, it probably can hold 32 ounces or something. So, and I like to fill it about halfway to three quarters of way up with ice, and then fill the rest with water. And it takes forever standing there waiting for the ice, you know. So I just open the freezer door, open up the little cubby that holds the, you know, where the ice is all at. And I can reach in there with my hand and just grab handfuls of them and throw them in the glass.
Yeah, that's why I like this one, just because of the ice. Oh, man, you're talking filling up a glass of ice. There's nothing like a big, big full glass of ice with some Coke poured over the top and just swoosh it down the ice the best, man.
Yeah, I love that too, man. Always like, even if the Coke is cold in the fridge, man, I still, if it's just a regular glass, your regular sized glass, I'll throw three or four cubes in there, take it in here with the can, and then just fill it as I go. Coke tastes wonderful, you know, cold, but I don't know, for some reason, it tastes even more wonderful when it's over ice.
I have to agree with you. Something about it, you know. Lots of ice.
Yeah, Roger there. Sorry about that. Oh, excuse me. Buddy of mine texted me. So, yeah, that's nothing like it, man. Coke over ice. And like I said, you know, I eat, and when I eat, like pizza, burgers, even chicken strips and stuff, man, I like Coke. If I'm going to drink a pop, it's going to be a Coke. Nothing else. It's got to be Coke. And I remember when I used to call pizza joints for the first time, I used to ask them, what kind of beverages do you serve? And as soon as they'd say Pepsi, I'd be like, oh, man, you guys don't have Coke? No, nope, because you can't sell. I guess you can't sell both of it unless you're a store or something, or however that works. If you're selling Pepsi, then you're dedicated to Pepsi. You can't run Coke through there. But they used to bum me out, man, until I'd find one, and they said, yeah, we serve Coke products. Oh, give me a bottle of that. You know.
Well, not to show my nasty side, but bourbon and Coke, lots of ice. That's a party. That's my party right there.
Oh, yeah. During my CB days, my best friend, Triple One, got me into rum and Coke, man. And he would only drink Ron Bacardi rum and Coca-Cola, nothing else. If you came over his house with a gallon of, like, Mohawk rum or something, he'd tell you to take it back, man. It ain't going to get drank. And it's true. Bacardi had that taste, man. The other one didn't taste as good. And it had to be Coca-Cola, not Pepsi, not anything else, not RC, not Pepsi, nothing. It had to be Coca-Cola. He got me heavily into those, man, before I started going over to the Fitz of Whiskey. I used to be rum and Coke crazy. I loved rum and Coke.
You just mentioned one, RC Cola. I sure do remember it, and I've probably had lots of it, but I don't remember it being real good. You know, it's more like a cheap Pepsi or something, if I remember correctly.
902.
Yeah, I got you in there, Frank. Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I would drink any of that. Pepsi, I liked Coke, I liked Red Pop, I loved all that. And I did have a thing for RC Cola. I remember I was getting it quite a bit. I was buying it at the store. And I liked it for some reason. I ain't had RC Cola in a million years. But anyway, Frank 902 wants to get in there, so I'm going to go quiet. You go ahead and give it to him. I'll talk to you in a minute. WSSZ 793.
Hey, what's up, Frank? WSAL 946 here.
Now, I'm just out here working on my truck and hearing you guys talk about rum and Coke, and I'm thinking me and Dave's brother used to
buy that by the half gallon, and then we'd throw an Olympic barrel in the back seat. We'd drive around Belle Isle and all over. The four of us get all tore up on that.
Oh, yeah. You needed a good-sized car to put a barrel in. I don't think I couldn't pull that off in my... I'm driving a Ford Fusion. There's no way. There'd be enough room for three people. That'd be it.
But on the Olympic barrels, there are only 2.5 cases. Yeah, we used to stick it in the back seat of a 72 Monte Carlo. We'd drive around with it. Swear to God. Yeah, we get all tore up, that and a half gallon.
I remember years ago when Brendan Joe was still together, Joe Redman, he was living in Rochelle. They were gone somewhere for a week or something. Anyway, we had a party at the house. Dean Booth, Joe's brothers, and they were live rest in peace. And a bunch of other people in got a brand new garbage can, brand new aluminum can, lined it with a garbage bag, and dumped a bunch of ice in there and a couple half gallons of rum, a bunch of Coke. I remember we had it filled up almost to the top just about, and we had these clear hoses coming out, and everybody just grab a hose and go at it.
What about that party we did with little Jimmy? Remember that little guy that used to play Jimi Hendrix all the time at Derek and, oh my God, I can't think of everybody. Derek and some guys.
Well, I was at a lot of parties with Derek. I don't know which one specifically you're talking about, but with Derek, I went to a lot of parties with him. He used to drag me all over the place. But I think that's the only time ever over at Redmond's there. I think that's the only time I've ever been to a party where they had a garbage can full of rum and Coke. I think. You know, my memory's hazy and stuff, but if my memory serves me right, I think that was the only time.
No, it was... Tim Dombrowski was there, Derek Weber. I can't think of the guy's name. He's just, Kenny Culprin at Culprin's house. We did that. We filled up a steel trash can and just dumped a bunch of liquor up in there. You remember that, don't you? That's when that little guy used to play Jimi Hendrix. Dombrowski was on drums and all that. I got pictures of it, of that party. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember that party. Ken lived on Jane. And it was a backyard party, more or less. Yeah, he had a couple. It wasn't what you would call bands. He just had some drums and amps and stuff set up in the garage, and people would, guys who were together as a band would go in there and jam. Yeah, I remember. They called him Baby Hendrix. I remember him. I still remember him, man. He had a Fender Mustang, though. He didn't have a Stratocaster. He had a Mustang. But, man, he was amazing, man. He was playing the thing with his teeth. He was doing all kinds of Jimmy stuff, man. He sounded good. I think he's still around today, too, there. But anyway, over to you, Ralph.
Yeah, I've been to a couple garbage can parties. Like I told you before, I grew up in Southfield, and there was a fraternity house there. I couldn't tell you what their name was or what college they were affiliated with. It wasn't my thing, but. Yeah, I've went to a couple of them, you know. You just dip your glass in there and whee, yeah. They were bringing in whatever you had, you just dump it right in there.
902.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, real quick, at this party I was talking about, not the one 902 he's talking about, but my sister's house there. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I had a glass and I was just dunking it in the can. I didn't want to be drinking out of the same hoses as everybody else. You know, some crap. I don't know, for some crap I didn't want to. So I was just dunking my glass into the stuff and filling it up. It worked out pretty well. But got pretty stoned too. Over to you, Frank.
No, the only reason I'm even bringing all that up was that's what we did. We had them kegs. We had probably 2-3 kegs that night, and then that one we mixed all up with the liquor in that. And then, like you said, everybody showed up. So Deuce showed up. Adrenaline. The guys from Bittersweet Alley showed up. Little Jimmy was there. Derek was there. Dave Aquaviva. Kenny Copran. And oh my God, who else? Just everybody showed up. I mean, that was a monumental party. Is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, you mentioned them names. If you were going to stop there, I was going to key up and tell you, man, a lot more than them showed up. That backyard was packed. It was going down the driveway and out into the front, people. You know, it was a packed party. Copran knew how to throw them, man. I tell you what, Copran had that knack for throwing a damn good party.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And then it was an open drum set, open, I think they had 2-3 amps there set up. And the guys from Seduce showed up there. The guys from Bittersweet Alley showed up there. I think the Rockets guys showed up there. I mean, it was an all-star event, dude. There was probably 800 people in that backyard. And little Jimmy got up there and started playing with his teeth and everything. Everybody was like, yeah, it was a good time. I got pictures of it.
Yeah, because I asked Ken, I seen, they called him Baby Hendrix. I seen him going in and starting to plug in, and I asked Ken, what's up? He told me, he said, wait till you hear this guy play. He says, he's got Jimi Hendrix. He said, this guy can play any Jimi Hendrix, anything. Just watch, man. You'll be amazed. And, yeah, it was amazing, man. I mean, he blew me away. I was tripping, though, too. Back then, I was messing around with the pharmaceuticals, and I think I was tripping. I was on a trip or something. I don't remember all of it. I knew there was a lot of people there jamming and stuff. A lot of guys. After somebody gets done playing their last bit, you know, the solo, other people would walk in. One guy would get up on the drums, another guy on the guitar. They used the same. They basically used the same amps and drums, but the guitar players usually brought their own guitar. But yeah, I remember it. I just don't remember everything because I was too stoned. You know, I was tripping, plus I was drinking on top of it and everything. And, you know, but it was a beautiful party. I know that. Now, like I said, Cope knew how to throw the parties, man. You know, all his parties were successes. I'll be back in a sec. Over to you, Ralph.
Yeah. I don't mess around with any little beer, little smoky once in a while. If you've been into a dispensary, a cannabis dispensary.
I'll be honest with you there, Ralph. I've never walked into a dispensary, dude. So, no, I don't know nothing about any of the newer stuff. I know it smells good, but it's not like the stuff back in the day. That's all I know.
No, it's not. Well, like I say, I don't, I got some medical issues, and I had to get nothing for pain, and so I do a little smoky. I do a little smoky, and it really doesn't help with the pain. It just lets me deal with it a little bit better, but it's amazing. You go in there, it's like a, wow, it's like a, well, you'd have to see it. I mean, It's done up so beautifully. I mean, you just gotta, you couldn't help but love the place, even if you don't want anything.
Roger that. Like I say, I'm not judging. I had a cousin that had cancer, and my uncle would come down here, and, you know, I'd get him a couple lids here and there and, you know, keep everybody happy. And he had to have that so he'd eat because he skinnied up and real bad.
WSOZ 793, I'm back. Real quick. You said glitch. I remember when I was going to Columbus, Mr. Verhage, the shop teacher, I can't remember exactly how it went, but I was making a project and I needed a jar lid. And I showed him my project. I said, you got any lids that'll fit this? He gave me this look, man. He said, whatever you do in this shop, don't mention the word lids.
I had to go back to the 70s on that one. I didn't want to throw anything on the air. Nobody knows what that means, so let it go.
Well, I sure do.
I didn't say you, bro.
Yeah, but
I'm
the stuff
saying,
you could get back in the days, back in them days, way better than stuff you get today, I would say so. I got nothing against herb smoking, anybody who smokes herb. I don't have nothing against that, you know. It's all right. Doesn't, you know, I don't think no different of them. I don't smoke. I haven't smoked in years. I really don't care to anyway. It messes with, tried it one time, I think last year or something, took a couple puffs with my nephews and it screwed with my head. I was sitting here and I couldn't concentrate on what I was doing or anything, so I thought, nah, I'm not for this anymore either. But, yeah, I remember Mr. Verhage, whatever you do, don't mention lids in this class. You know, it was funny, because I knew what he meant, too. But, all right, gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and get quiet here and do what it is I'm doing there. Frank, did you check out any of them videos yet?
Yeah, keep your phone by. I'm going to call you in a minute. I'm just now packing up my... I was working on my truck this whole time listening to you two. It was good. I'm glad you guys are talking. I'll give you a call here in a minute. WS1502, I'll be listening.
Yeah, all right, man. I'll be, I'm sitting here. Phone's here. So, yeah, Ralph, I'll get back to you in a minute, man. Keep it on. WSOZ 793, quiet.
Roger that. All right, 902-793. I'll be monitoring here for a little bit. Good talking. WSAL 946. I'll be listening.
Yeah, Ralph, I'm just picking up all the tools out here. You know, as soon as I get down, we'll jump back in this round table. So, I'll get back with you in a minute.
Yeah, all right, I'll be monitoring.
WSIJ 89. Hey, come on back there. You're a little weak getting the repeater here. WSAL 946.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a clean copy on it. I think somebody else is keying in there. You were sounding better. No, not really. Not really. WSAL 946. I'm clear. Hey, Dave, you still in there?
WSAL 896. Mobile monitoring.
Hey, 896, WSAL 946, how you doing tonight? You sounding good.
Not too bad, man. This is getting out of here. Home after some work here. Let's figure I'd take it on for a little bit.
the air's a little tight tonight. You're a little choppy, but I can fully understand you. I don't know. I mean, you're hitting the repeater nicely, but it's a little choppy. That's all.
Yeah, it's the same for you. I can understand you, but getting a couple clicks every half second or so.
Yeah, roger that. How's the evening going? Everything good? What's the tiger? I think the Tigers are on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that on yet. The Lions won, and it's a beautiful night. Can't beat it for October, man. It's great weather.
It's really great weather. I love when you get that cool, fresh breeze. You know, you can open your windows, shut that air conditioner. Hell, I haven't had my air conditioning on in probably 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. But, yeah, it's nothing better. Man.
Yeah, roger that. If hopefully that lasts a little bit longer, and hopefully the winter's not too bad enough, I can take this for the through October, November, maybe a short winter, and get back to this type of weather.
Well, you know, talk about Halloween, about the end of the month here. It's coming at us. There's no hope. There's no avoidance. Sometimes it's real nice here at end of October. Sometimes it's crap, you know. That's my, you know, that's what I remember.
Yeah, definitely. I'll take what I can get, though.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, you have a good evening, sir. WSIM 946. I'm standing by clear.
Hey, you too, 946. You have yourself a good night. I'm going to be on my drive home here. WSJF 896. I'll be clear monitor.
WSJI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Let's try one more time. WSJI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
Jack 488. WSIL 946. Copy. 488. WSIL 946. Copy. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WSAI 847. WSAI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WSFC 902 listening.
Okay, I'm still in the mix. 947. WSAL 946, right? What are you getting in the mud can? Oh, I did a little smoky. Yeah. just tell him, Frank, you know, it doesn't do a lot for me. It just changes my attitude. I can deal with the pain that I experience, quite well, usually better.
Yeah, Roger that. You have to deal with pain just about every day like me.
Yeah, just about every waking hour, actually.
All right, man. My hat's off to you. Because that's what it is with me. It gets to a point where you get used to it. You succumb to the idea that nothing's going to be done about it, nothing can be done about it, and after a while it becomes like old habit.
Yeah, well, that's the part of getting old, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the way I see it.
You know, maybe when you were younger, and I was younger, you know, just try not to. I always had to help. You know, I had to be that guy in there lifting stuff and, you know, abusing my body. Well, it come back to haunt me, I guess.
Yeah, that was the same with me quite a few times. Picking up transmissions and stuff. Friends are all looking at me. They're going, put that down, man. You're going to hurt yourself. I'm standing with this damn automatic transmission. I'm like, hey, just tell me where the hell you want me to put it, man. I had a friend lived at 12 in Jefferson. And I used to walk all the way from my house at Tush and Grashes all the way over to his house at 12 in Jefferson. I used to walk the whole way. Done it quite a few times. And walk back. Well, usually his dad gave me a ride back home, but there was times where dad wasn't around, and I walked myself back home. But I was able to do it. It didn't kill me or nothing. It's just, now, man, I'm lucky if I can walk from here to the kitchen without keeling.
That's funny, Dave. Me too. I gotta be real careful. As long as I'm careful, I'm pretty good. As long as I'm walking, I'm good. If I have to stand still in one place, oh, damn, that hurts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Same with me. I can only stand for so long. I can't. If I stand in one place, it gets bad. I have to sit down. Yeah, that's with me. I can't stand in one place for very long.
Hey, is 902 still working on the brakes on a truck?
I don't know. I think he's done for the night. Over to you, Frank. Well, I guess it's not over to him. Yeah, he's still working at it. He called me on the phone. He was just picking up his tools. He just got done picking up his tools and putting everything away. And still got it. He's still got some stuff that needs attention. You got to take care of. Going to finish it tomorrow. But yeah, he's still doing it.
How old the truck are we talking?
Yeah, about 20 years or so.
Yeah, they can get pretty rotten. I'd do the whole, well, I'm sure he's already into it, but I've been down in like Houston, and I'll tell you what, you're gonna have to replace a master cylinder every 10 years, because that heat just eats up the seals in there, and everything breaks. You know, the lines might be good, the rubber's all bad.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, the original lines and everything, the nuts is going to snap right loose, you know. That stuff's all rusted in there, and, you know, the bottom end, is, you know, all the years of getting hit by water and driving through puddles and floods and what have you. Yeah, they never come out easy. They never do. Heat and patience is usually what it takes.
Heat. You need heat. You know, that's why they don't really use MAP gas. They'll just use a little tensile point oxyacetylene, get some heat there fast and quick, and then break it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Heat's a must for the mold fittings and everything. You know, you put a wrench on them, you get them loose, man, you're lucky. You should go play the lottery.
Yes, sir.
There he is.
I got an oxygen acetylene tank out in the garage, too. Plus, I got a acetylene tank, turbo. So I can get them glowing red. I can get them glowing white. So.
Well, you don't want to get that crazy. You know, a little warmth, you know, at the fittings. You know, maybe even splash them with some cold water and do it again. And, like, you know, break that bond.
I got it. Now, I usually, I'm out of WD right now, but usually I get them glowing pretty red, and then I just hit them with the WD and let it penetrate. I seen another thing, too. You can take a crayon, get them hot, and put that crayon in there, and it helps get down in the thread. So I might try that here in a minute.
Well, yeah.
There's
just wax. It's paraffin. Paraffin wool is an oil. You know, they made candles out of it back in the day. Who knows? Maybe it's different. Crayons are probably paraffin. I've heard that too. You just heat it up, hit it with a crayon, let that soak in there, and hopefully it works.
Yeah, roger that. Like I say, I was telling Dave earlier, I couldn't get the bleeder loose, so I figured I'd crack it off at the brake line, and then I twisted the brake line out. Yeah, it just turned into a fun fest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What kind of truck we talking about here?
Chevy Silverado. Good old Chevy.
What year?
That's an old Fisheye 07 classic. This is before they went to the new body style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Buying the brake lines and stuff is one thing, but you can make your own, which is, you know, you need a double flare. A lot easier.
I'm not worried about the brake line. The brake lines are actually cheap. They're, I think they're 5 feet or 4 feet, and they're only like $6. It's not bad. It's just, I just got to replace them all. But going to the block, the anti-lock block, and then coming out of that, it's just tied up in there. I've been struggling with this for a couple of days.
Can you bypass the anti-lock? I guess it's probably good.
Yeah, in reality I could, but it's kind of nice to have the anti-lock too, so.
Yeah. Geez, I've driven a lot of Chevys where the whole rear end was rotted out. Just redid the front end. It'll work, just got to be careful.
Forget it, bad things can happen, so I think I'm just going to keep the anti-lock and go back to the block and just run all new.
Yeah, so I think it's... Hey, I got a, driving a 20 Fusion. It's the top dog. It's a titanium, or a, I think it's a titanium. But it's got these auto... You know, you get come up on somebody's tail end too fast, the dashboard lights up red and it slams the brakes on it. First time it happened to me, it scared the living dog shit out of me.
And Roger that, I got that on my work truck. It's the first time I did a roundabout. I was coming in there kind of hot, trying to beat a guy out. Did the same thing, it locked it up on me. And I'm like, I don't want nothing like that ever again. You know, I mean, I'm stuck driving, but yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, that's for sure. I don't want a computer telling me how to drive, so.
Well, I guess if you're, you know, if you were falling asleep and you're coming up on something, it might be helpful, but, you know, it scared the, like I said, it scared the heck out of me. Like, why is this thing just took over, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the new technology, to be honest with you. I don't like no self-driving cars or anything like that, or the car's going to be, it's going to stop itself without me even knowing what's going on. I'm just not a fan of none of that. You know, I totally disagree with it.
Yep, got to that. Anywho, fellas, I'm gonna get comfy here and shut her down, I guess. WSAL 942, straight talking. Dave, Frank, just talking.
Yeah, hey, Ralph. Great talking to you, too. Glad you're all right. We'll talk again tomorrow sometime there. I'm about to do the same. I don't know about shutting it down, but I'll go back to my movie here, see if I can finish it out before I go to bed. So, but anyway, you have yourself a good night, man. Sleep well, or relax well, or whatever it is there you're doing. Sound good through the repeater, too. We'll talk to you later. WSMZ 793, I'm clear.
Yeah, Roger that, Ralph, Dave. Have a good night there, Ralph, and Dave, I'll be getting all of you when I get all of you. I'm probably going to do the same thing. I'm just waiting for the wife to give me a call to go pick her up and, you know, shut it down, get ready for work myself. So, WSMT 902, and I'm going to be clear.
Afterwards. Thanks for stopping in today. And, you know, it was all right. Just give my guitar a workout. Anyway, we'll holler at you later. Sound good through the repeater like Ralph. You know, you sound really good, no noise, and all that other good stuff. Catch me later. WSRZ 793, clear.
Roger that, Dave. And like I said, I like to pick that girl up every time I see her. And, Ralph, you stepped on Dave there a little bit. If you got something you want to clear out, go ahead. WSFT 902, and, I'm clear.
I'm just saying have a good night. I'm gone. WSAL 946.
Roger that.
And I'm broadcasting. WSKC 956, listening.
Thank you.
USIA 262, monitor. USIA 262, monitor.
WSU 999, monitoring Detroit 25.